Our lesson tonight will be taken from 1 Samuel chapter 17. If you have your Bible with you and we'll be willing to open and look at that passage, we'll be looking at the events of this passage, militaristic in their nature as they are, as you suspect from the title of the lesson tonight and also the songs that Brother Kent led us in. And I'd like to use the events of this chapter, which in a nutshell would encompass the story of David and Goliath, to focus our attention on the fact that David certainly had a giant to face in his life, and it was a test of his faith. We have giants in our lives that test our faith as well. They may not be large people from Gath, arrayed in military dress. They can be people. They can be circumstances. They can be trials and difficulties, worries and pressures that face us in this life. That which is a giant to me may not really look like a giant to you. That which is a giant to you may not really seem that way at all to me. I may look at some difficulty and problem and giant that you're struggling with in your life and think within my own mind, that person ought to do better. It's not that big a deal. And you may do the same with me. All giants really aren't the same. But it's still very real to the person who's being tested, the person that's undergoing a trial. And it must be faced. Giants are enormous. Giants are huge. They're seemingly insurmountable at times. What a challenge. Don't we have enough challenges in this life without being challenged by a giant here and there? The one who's taller, the one who's larger, the one who's stronger than usual. Problems can be that way. Difficulties can be that way. Worries and concerns can be that way. You can have one facing you that's bigger than you've ever had in your life. And other people just may not understand. How can we defeat the giants of our lives? These difficulties, these Goliaths, if you will. I think 1 Samuel chapter 17 can give us some pointers, some keys, seven things to remember when we're fighting our giants. If you will, look with me in the Word of God. And I'd like to suggest to you first, giants appear when you least expect them. You don't plan your whole life for the one big giant that you're going to face when you're 50 years, 3 months, and 2 days old. And you know that it's on the schedule and you know that it's coming. They're very unexpected a lot of times. Situations that you can't plan for, a giant may appear. David came out to see his brothers, not to fight giants in this passage, but Goliath challenges the army of Israel day by day. As we look in 1 Samuel 17, beginning in verse 1, now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle, and they were gathered at Succo, which belongs to Judah, and they encamped between Succo and Azekah in the Ephes Damim. Saul and the men of Israel were gathered and camped in the valley of Elah and drew up in battle array to encounter the Philistines. The Philistines stood on the mountain on one side while Israel stood on the mountain on the other side with the valley between them. Then a champion came out from the army of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was clothed with scale armor which weighed 5,000 shekels of bronze. He also had bronze greaves on his legs and a bronze javelin slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the head of his spear weighed 600 shekels of iron. His shield carrier also walked before him. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel and said to them, Why do you come out to draw up in battle array? Am I not the Philistine and you servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall become our servants and serve us. Again, the Philistine said, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Verse 16 says, the Philistine came forward morning and evening for 40 days and took his stand. David is sent into this scene to check on his brothers by his father. In verse 12 of 1 Samuel 17, now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah, whose name was Jesse. And he had 8 sons. And Jesse was old in the days of Saul, advanced in years among men. The 3 older sons of Jesse had gone after Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and the 2nd to him, Abinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. David was the youngest. Now the 3 oldest followed Saul. But David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's flock at Bethlehem. The Philistine came forward morning and evening for 40 days and took his stand. Then Jesse said to David his son, take now for your brothers an ephah of this roasted grain and these 10 loaves and run to the camp to your brothers. Bring also these 10 cuts of cheese to the commander of their 1,000 and look into the welfare of your brothers and bring back news of them, as any father would do. For Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. So David goes on this trek on behalf of his father to see about the care of his brothers and how they're faring and bring them something from home. When David gets there, he unexpectedly sees Goliath in verse 20. So David arose early in the morning and left the flock with a keeper and took the supplies and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the circle of the camp while the army was going out in battle array shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines drew up in battle array, army against army. Then David left his baggage in the care of the baggage keeper and ran to the battle line and entered in order to greet his brothers. As he was talking with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine from Gath named Goliath, was coming up from the army of the Philistines, and he spoke these same words, and David heard them. Here is a situation where David was on a mission, not really concerned about military affairs, but concerned about keeping the flocks of his father. And he's concerned about supplying his brothers in the field. Yet he comes upon some unexpected scene. Giants usually appear when they're least expected, don't they? You can be sure, sooner or later, when things seem to be going well in your life, when difficulties seem to be overcome and you feel yourself getting stronger and stronger in the faith, a giant will appear. An overwhelming trial, a difficulty you never imagined before, presents itself to you. What are you going to do? Such was the case with David. You can face giants with faith or with fear. Notice the contrast between the soldiers and this young man who comes to supply his brothers in the field. The men of Israel were afraid, 1 Samuel 17 and verse 24. When all the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were greatly afraid. David was upset because the name of his God was blasphemed. Great incentives were offered, but David was not interested in the rewards. He was concerned about the honor of his God. In verse 25, the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who's coming up? Surely he is coming up to defy Israel. And it will be that the king will enrich the man who kills him with great riches, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel." What a great reward that was. Then David spoke to the men who were standing by him, saying, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God?" The people answered him in accord with his word, saying, "Thus it will be done for the man who kills him." We can be overwhelmed by the giants in our lives. We can cower in fear. We can hide in our closets in dismay and wonder about what's to be done to overcome a situation, a trial, a difficulty, a worry, a problem that seems like a giant to us. We can retreat from everyone and hide, much as these did. Or we can see giants in our lives as opportunities to serve the living God, as opportunities to let our faith come out that we've talked so much about. We can use them as an opportunity to bring glory to our Savior. When others see that we're laboring under difficulties and carrying a heavy burden, and see that we endure, and see that we hold it up, and see that we are determined to be victorious, they can be encouraged too for the giants that present themselves in their lives. Opportunities to glorify God. You can face your giants with faith or with fear. The choice is yours. Someone will always be ready to discourage you, though. And you need to understand that on the front end. Many people tried to put David down. David's brother, in 1 Samuel 17:28, now, Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger burned against David. And he said, "Why have you come down? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your insolence and the wickedness of your heart, for you have come down in order to see the battle. You're just a kid who wants to evade his responsibilities that his father has given him. And you think something exciting is going on out here in the battlefield, and you just wanted a close-up seat so you could see what was happening." In verse 30, he turned away from him to another and said the same thing. And the people answered the same thing as before. Saul was a man who tried to put David down. In verse 31, when the words which David spoke were heard, they told them to Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Then Saul said to David, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." And Goliath was one who certainly taunted David and put him down. In verse 43, the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. He had no respect for David either. And do not be surprised in this life when your worries and your difficulties and problems that seem insurmountable to you, when your giant comes before you in this life, do not be surprised when someone nudges up to you and says, you can't do it. You can't overcome it. It's too great an obstacle. It's too big. It's too humongous. There's no way you can win. Someone will always be ready to discourage you. And many times it's your closest ally. Someone will always be ready. You need to know that in order for you to be successful when you face your giants. You must prepare before you meet your giants, though. That's an important lesson learned in the text. When Goliath appeared and challenged the armies of the living God, David was ready. He had prepared. Fighting lions and bears was one way he was prepared. And he told Saul that very thing. Your servant was tending his father's sheep, and when a lion or bear came near the flock, David handled it, didn't he? It took courage to do that. Wild animals were no pushover in that day. But David was a strong man, a determined man, a skillful man when it came to such a challenge as that. He had a responsibility to protect his flock from ravaging animals. And David did that very thing. Developing his faith in the solitude of the shepherd's field while he watched his flock. Verse 37 said, and David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And how did David know that? How did David even speak such confident words in the face of such a huge giant in his life? Because of his strong faith in God, because of his determination to do what was right, that had been cultivated over time and increased in strength as time went on. That's how he was able to do that. You must prepare before you meet your giants. You get ready to meet the big problems in life by meeting the little problems as they come your way head on. And solving those little problems in life successfully, of course, with the help of God. You must prepare to meet your giants. Also, prepare the best you can possibly prepare. And then, depend on God. David's trust was not in himself. It was in God. He had confidence in his training. Verse 38 says, then Saul clothed David with his garments and put a bronze helmet on his head, and he clothed him with armor. David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. So David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. And David took them off. I don't know how to handle these things. I'm unfamiliar with this type of armor. It's heavy. I'm uncomfortable in it. I can't move quickly in it. It's untested. He had confidence in his tools, though. In verse 40, he took his stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in his pouch. And his sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. He had the tools with him that he was comfortable with, that he was accustomed to using, that he had used so often he had become skillful in their use. And he approached the giant. Above all, he had confidence in God. At Goliath's challenge, the Philistine came on in verse 41 and approached David with a shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy with a handsome appearance. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine also said to David, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field. Pretty cocky for a big massive giant, wasn't it? Notice David's great expression of trust. beginning in verse 45, then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword or a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." You see that confidence that David had in his great God? Sooner or later, you will face a giant in your life that you cannot defeat alone. Who will be there to help you? Will it be God Almighty? Work on your relationship with God. Prepare the best you can. Cultivate your faith. Spend time in prayer to God. Spend time with His Word. Take His Word into your life and grow stronger in faith, so that when that giant comes, you'll have some fruit on that faith tree, and you'll be able to be successful in the fight against evil and the fight against wickedness. If you have giants, face them at once. David ran to meet Goliath. In verse 48, then it happened that the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David, that David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David was confident in his victory. In verse 49, David put his hand into his bag, and he took from it a stone and slung it, and struck the Philistine on his forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead, so that he fell on his face to the ground. Thus, David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. And he struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. The longer you put off facing your problems in this life, the bigger they become. This giant had become so huge in the minds of the Israelites that no one would go out and meet him on the field of battle in the name of God Almighty, except a little kid. They had been cowered down in fear. Day after day, their fear grew greater and greater. David came on the scene as a young, courageous man who had a great faith in God, not knowing the intricacies and the tactics and the skill needed to fight a military battle with some guy arrayed in armor. But he was just faithful enough to say, "I'll stand up and meet this giant head on." And he did so immediately. One thing that helps us is that one victory prepares us for another victory. David's victory helped others and helped himself. The Israelite army was then full of courage. Look at verse 51. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. The men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the slain Philistines lay along the way to Shearim, even to Gath and Ekron. The sons of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines and plundered their camps. David now had experience to strengthen his faith for later battles in his life and later giants that would come along that would seem to be huge. In verse 54, then David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem. but he put his weapons in his tent. Every time that God helps you to win a battle, you just engrave that victory on your heart. And you give credit where credit is due. You walk with God, He walks with you. You draw near to God and He draws near to you. The closer you get to God, the closer He gets to you. The strength that you find in God, He multiplies and strengthens it so that you can be successful in this life. And you can be faithful. And you can be a righteous soul. And you can be holy before Him. God does that for His people. And He gives them the victory. You just remember that in your heart. That victory belongs to God. And you worship and honor and adore His name. Nothing will give you any more strength in future battles in this life than that very fact. Keep it close to your heart. One victory prepares for another. As you are confronted by problems in your life, you can rely on the God of heaven for strength because He's always faithful and He's always trustworthy. Build your faith daily so that you will be prepared to face and overcome the giant struggles in your life that may come your way at an unexpected time. Each victory will strengthen you more and more for the next victory that's on the horizon and the next giant that suddenly appears. This is the way that we live our lives to be successful before God. And to take His name wherever we go, whoever we're around, wherever our walk of life takes us, to honor and glorify our God in heaven. God will be glorified in us. What about you today? Do you have giants in your life that need to be conquered? You can do it with faith in God, with support from your brethren who surround you here. You can be successful. You can please God. You can have the hope of heaven. Will you walk closer to God when you walk out those doors than you were when you walked in? Can we help you? Can we pray with you and for you? Can we baptize you in water for the remission of sins upon your belief and confession and repentance of sin as the Bible teaches? Do you need help to become a Christian? Do you need help walking closer to God? The saints here stand ready to pray with you and to pray for you, whatever your spiritual need might be. Can we help you tonight? If we can, please come and let us know while we stand together and encourage you by singing this song.